Ready for another deep dive? Buckle up, because we're taking off on a cosmic adventure. We're diving into some incredible astronomy discoveries, those little space curiosities that make you scratch your head and go, huh, and just some plain awesome facts that'll leave you looking up at the night sky with a whole new perspective. And get this, it's all tailored just for you, our amazing listeners.
Always exciting to delve into the mysteries of the universe.
Right. So we've all daydreamed about space dust at some point, right? That mysterious stuff just floating around in the vast cosmic expanse. But did you know it's not just out there in some far-off galaxy? It's a lot closer to home than you might think.
It's true. Our sources tell us that space dust is constantly raining down on Earth, leaving tiny traces on everything, your clothes, your hair, even your skin.
Hold on, so we're all basically wearing a little bit of space every day. That's pretty wild when you think about it.
It really is.
Huh.
And the best part, most of this dust originates from asteroids and comets, particularly those belonging to the Jupiter family comets. They've been influenced by Jupiter's massive gravity, sending them on these looping paths around the sun that just happen to intersect with Earth's orbit.
Jupiter family comets sounds like an exclusive club. So they're leaving a trail of cosmic crumbs wherever they go.
You got it. And those crumbs, those tiny particles of space dust, can tell us a lot about the early solar system and what these celestial objects are made of.
It's amazing how even something as seemingly insignificant as space dust can be a treasure trove of information. Like the universe is trying to tell us its secrets, we just need to know how to listen.
Exactly. And speaking of cosmic secrets, our sources also delve into these fascinating objects called brown dwarfs. They're often called failed stars. Kind of a harsh label, don't you think?
Mm.
But it does make you wonder, what makes a star a failure?
Yeah, it does seem a little judgmental, right? Like, who are we to judge a star's life choices? But seriously, what is it about a brown dwarf that makes it different from, let's say, our own sun?
It all comes down to mass. Brown dwarfs are like the little siblings of stars, not quite big enough to ignite the nuclear fusion that makes stars shine so brightly. Think of it like trying to start a campfire with only a handful of twigs. You might get a few sparks, but it's not going to light up the night sky.
So they're like eternally smoldering embers in the vastness of space. Does that mean they're not important, though? Just because they're not as flashy as their bigger, brighter siblings?
Absolutely not. The discovery of brown dwarfs actually flipped our understanding of star formation on its head. It showed us that the process is way more complex than we originally thought, with a whole spectrum of possible outcomes.
That's fascinating. It really makes you wonder, what other astronomical assumptions might we have to rethink as we continue to explore the universe?
It's a humbling thought, for sure. And speaking of humbling, let's talk about something truly awe-inspiring. Saturn's rings. I mean, if we're talking about celestial wonders, those rings are definitely up there.
Oh, absolutely. Like, the universe decided to put on a dazzling light show just for us.
Yeah.
But there's more to those rings than just their beauty.
Right. Absolutely. Our sources describe their scale as truly mind-boggling. They span an incredible distance, nearly 140,000 kilometers wide. That's almost like flying around the Earth four times.
Wow. That's massive. But they're also incredibly thin, right? Like paper thin compared to their width. How does that even work?
You're right on the money. To put it in perspective, picture a Blu-ray disc only 1 kilometer wide. That's about how thin Saturn's rings are compared to their vast width. It's a mind-blowing contrast of scale.
That is wild. And to think, those rings are made up of countless icy particles, each with its own story to tell. It really hits home how much is happening out there in the universe, even on a seemingly small scale.
You're hitting on a crucial point. Everything in the universe is connected, from the tiniest particles of space dust to those majestic rings encircling Saturn. And speaking of connections, did you know that some of the most valuable substances on Earth, like gold and silver, have a surprisingly explosive origin story?
Wait, are you saying my favorite silver necklace was forged in the heart of a star? Now you've got to tell me more.
You're getting warmer. It all starts with neutron stars, those incredibly dense remnants of massive stars that have gone supernova. When two of these cosmic powerhouses collide, it's like fireworks on a scale you can't even imagine. The energy released is just phenomenal, and it creates the perfect conditions for something called R-process nucleosynthesis.
You know, R-process nucleosynthesis, gotta love those sciencey terms. So what is it? Some kind of cosmic recipe for heavy elements?
Yep,
you could say that. The R-process is basically a super-fast process where atomic nuclei capture neutrons. And this bombardment, it forms heavier elements, like the gold in your jewelry, the silver, platinum, even uranium, that piece you're wearing. Its atoms might have been forged billions of years ago in one of these mind-blowing events.
That's incredible. I'm going to look at my jewelry in a whole new light now. It really makes you think about the interconnectedness of everything, how something as seemingly ordinary as a necklace could have such an epic origin story.
It really puts things in perspective. And speaking of perspective, let's zoom out for a moment and consider the sheer scale of our own galaxy, the Milky Way. Have you ever wondered, are there more stars in the Milky Way than all the people who have ever lived on Earth?
It's a question I've definitely pondered before, usually while staring up at the night sky, trying to wrap my head around it all.
It's a question that has fascinated astronomers for centuries, you know?
Yeah.
And while we don't have an exact headcount of every single star in the Milky Way, I mean, it's a pretty big place to take a census. We can make some pretty good estimates.
So, what's the verdict? Do stars outnumber humans?
Based on what we know, based on observations and calculations, it seems like the Milky Way wins this one by a long shot. Astronomers believe there are hundreds of billions of stars in our galaxy, maybe even more that we haven't even spotted yet. And that's significantly more than the estimated 110 billion humans who have ever lived on Earth. It really puts into perspective just how vast and incredible the universe is.
Wow, those numbers are mind-boggling. It makes you feel incredibly small in a way, but also strangely connected to something much, much bigger than ourselves.
And that's just our own galaxy. The observable universe has billions upon billions of galaxies just like ours, each one teeming with stars and planets. We're just a tiny speck in the grand scheme of things.
Okay, I need a minute to process that. But before we move on from this cosmic headcount, you mentioned planets, which brings me to another fascinating tidbit from our sources. Diamond planets. Diamonds in the sky. It almost sounds too good to be true.
I know, right? Sounds like something out of a science fiction movie. But the science behind it is actually pretty solid. You see, based on what we understand about how planets form, it seems like those icy giants way out there, Uranus and Neptune, they might actually have the perfect conditions for diamonds to form.
So you're saying those distant, frigid worlds could be hiding a treasure trove of sparkling gems. What makes them ideal for diamond creation?
It's a combination of factors. Deep inside those gas giants, the pressure and heat are just off the charts. And here's the important part. Their atmospheres are full of hydrocarbons. Those are molecules made up of hydrogen and carbon.
Hold on, are you suggesting that under those extreme conditions, the hydrocarbons are being squeezed, like literally squeezed, into diamonds?
That's exactly what we're thinking. It's like a cosmic pressure cooker transforming ordinary carbon into those dazzling gems. And the best part, we even have a prime suspect a little closer to home, a white dwarf star astronomers have nicknamed Lucy. Officially, it's BPM 37093, but Lucy's way more catchy.
Lucy, the diamond-encrusted star. I like it. What makes astronomers think Lucy might have a massive diamond in its core?
So white dwarf stars, they're basically the cooling embers of stars that were once similar in size to our very own sun. And as they cool down, which takes billions of years, the carbon atoms in their core, well, they can crystallize under all that immense pressure, and that can potentially form a diamond structure.
So while our sun is still in its prime, shining bright, Lucy's out there enjoying retirement with a diamond core. Talk about going out in style. But we can't get too distracted by all that sparkle. Our sources have even more amazing facts in store for us. Like, did you know that even shooting stars, those quick streaks of light we see in the night sky, have their own unique stories to tell, and it all comes down to their colors?
Oh, yeah. It's like the universe is putting on a firework display, and each color holds a clue about where these shooting stars came from. Tell me everything.
So these shooting stars, or meteors, right, they burn up as they enter the Earth's atmosphere, but their colors, there's got to be a reason we see different colors, right?
You're right. It's not random at all. Think of those colors like fingerprints. They tell us what those shooting stars are actually made of.
So it's like a secret message from space written in fireworks.
I like that. Each element has its signature color. A bright blue-white. That's magnesium burning up. See a violet hue. That's calcium saying hello. And that orange we all know and love, that's sodium making a grand entrance.
Amazing how even the quickest events in space can hold so much information. We just have to know how to read the signs. Speaking of quick events, remember when we were talking about Saturn's rings? Turns out Saturn's not the only one with a beautiful ringed presence.
Ah, you must be talking about Chirriclo.
Chirriclo. Now that's a name I haven't heard in a while. Or ever, actually.
That's pretty cool. So Chirriclo is what astronomers call a centaur asteroid. That basically means it has this crazy orbit that takes it between Saturn and Uranus. But here's the really cool part. Even though it's relatively small, Chirriclo has rings. And not just one, it has two.
Rings around an asteroid. Now that's something you don't see every day. Does this change how we think about how rings form? I mean, I always thought you needed a massive planet like Saturn to have enough gravity to hold on to rings.
That's what we all thought. But Chariklo is throwing our old assumptions out the window. Its rings suggest that maybe rings are more common than we realized, even around those smaller objects zipping around in our solar system.
It just goes to show you, the universe loves to keep us on our toes. Just when we think we've got it all figured out, bam.
Curveball.
Speaking of curveballs, are you ready for one last cosmic surprise from our sources? And this one's about our closest celestial neighbor, the moon. We all know it, that silvery orb in the night sky. But what color is it, really? Don't say gray, because our sources say there's more to it than meets the eye.
Right. The moon's hidden colors. It's subtle, but with the right technology, we can see these incredible hues across its surface. They can tell us so much about what the moon is made of and what's happened there over billions of years. Take the Sea of Tranquility, for example, where Apollo 11 landed. It actually has this cool bluish tint to it.
Bluish? That's wild. I always pictured it as, well, gray.
And the Aristarchus Plateau, it's got this vibrant yellow, almost like a splash of color on a cosmic canvas.
I love that. A cosmic canvas. It's a good reminder that even in our own cosmic backyard, there are still so many secrets waiting to be uncovered.
Exactly. So what was the most mind-blowing thing we talked about today? We've covered so much ground, from those tiny dust particles to potentially massive diamond planets.
It's hard to pick just one thing. This deep dive has been a wild ride through the universe, showcasing its incredible size, how diverse it is, and just how much beauty is out there. It's definitely got me feeling a sense of awe and wonder.
And the best part is we're just getting started. Every new discovery seems to open up a million more questions, pushing us to keep exploring and expanding our understanding of the cosmos.
Absolutely. Like those diamond planets, it makes you wonder what else is out there waiting to be discovered. If we're finding diamonds in these unexpected places, imagine what else the universe is hiding.
That's what makes it all so exciting. There are endless possibilities for what we might find. And that's what drives astronomers to keep searching, pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible.
And it's something for all of us to think about. So as we wrap up this deep dive, remember to keep looking up, keep those questions coming, and never lose that sense of wonder. Until next time, keep exploring.